You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seen their struggles and challenges, and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Is that the best you can do? Think about where you used this question last, and you'll probably say you were car shopping. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter. As host of the Business Forum Show, I've heard countless stories of success and thousands of tragedies of failure. As I looked at the mental obstacles we put in our pathways by default, I thought about this question. Is that the best you can do? Why not ask it of ourselves? Wouldn't it change everything if we did? The answer is yes, so I wrote the book titled, Is That the Best You Can Do? I drew from the many experiences I've had with people who are clearly not doing their best, and of course, those who were. The difference lies in the mindset and the tactics. Is that the best you can do? It teaches you how to find success by design instead of failure by default. Is that the best you can do? Visit our Facebook page, Is That the Best You Can Do? And then find it on Kindle on Amazon and start changing your life today. I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening. Special guest is Heather McBee from Project Music, and you can find them online at projectmusic.co. First of all, welcome to the show, Heather.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm also happy to have you here as well, because even in my own personal area of influence, I have a lot of people who are musicians, and tons of people love music. And so this is like a really popular subject for a lot of people. So, but before we jump into this, you have a really interesting background in music and spent a lot of years with Sony. So give our listenership a little idea of where you came from heading into Project Music.
Happy to do that. So my background, I started actually at Sony Music as an intern when I was in college and spent 20 years there. They could just kind of never get rid of me until about 20 years in. And by the time I left there, I was a VP of web initiatives and artist marketing, so it was kind of an exciting time. And left there, went over to Cumulus Media and did operations and launched America's Morning Show with Blair Garner, which is their syndicated show that's on about 30 stations across the country. Did that, which meant I spent about 25 years almost in the music industry. Woke up one day and said, I need to start giving back. I'm getting to that age and that point in my career where it's time to really start giving back and sharing the knowledge and experiences with other people. So I came over here to the Nashville Entrepreneur Center, and they kind of suckered me in, or I say that jokingly, actually very lovingly, and I'm very excited about it. They pulled me in to start working with an accelerator program called Project Music, which is all based around building and fostering innovation for the music industry, which is what I care about and love. It's the music industry, and especially if it has technology attached to it.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Project Music and what specifically you're doing with this organization.
So Project Music is, first and foremost, it is year-round support here at the Nashville Entrepreneur Center for music-minded entrepreneurs that are building music-driven startups. And the capstone of our efforts is the annual accelerator program. So we're about to go into year two half here. And I literally pretty much do everything at the moment. There are a couple people here on the staff that help out with a few things, but I'm literally the program director. So building and writing the curriculum out that is industry specific, all the way down to scheduling meeting rooms for the classroom time and everything along that nature. But most importantly, helping make connections in the music industry to the startups that come through the program, and making sure those startups have access to information and people that are specific to the industry that can help them build their business.
You've seen a lot of change. The fact that you've been involved in the music industry for the length of time that you have, any special challenges that you really see, you know, budding musicians, or you talk about music-driven entrepreneurs, any special challenges that they have today that have really changed over the last few years?
You know, interestingly enough, with technology folks that are coming into the music industry and trying to work with the music industry, and it really hasn't changed. It's just, it's a very complicated industry when it comes to clearing rights and working with the content and the rights holders and the content creators. And even when I was at Sony in the early 2000s, late 1990s, it was people in technology would come into the building and they wouldn't understand the concept of properly compensating the content creators and the rights holders. So that's one of the things that we really work to help educate them on. Mm-hmm. And over the years, that education process has gotten a little bit easier. The process itself hasn't gotten easier, but the education and the willingness from the tech community to understand that and work with it has gotten better, at least from where I sit.
Excellent. I want to talk about one of the artists that you had an opportunity to see coming out of American Idol, and we're talking about Carrie Underwood, of course, and the route that she took to bringing her music to market, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of the DIY options, but talk about Carrie Underwood's story and how that, perhaps in today's market, might be a little bit unique. What other options would people have besides her route?
Well, Carrie had the benefit of being on one of the most popular shows at the time that she won it, and she had such a magical story that the fans gravitated to it. They voted for it for her, and then we quickly turned around an album, and the fans were there to support by buying the music. And over the long term, she still has those fans. Part of that just comes from being a country artist and how loyal the fans in that genre are. That not everybody has that option. The traditional model is you get your song played on the radio and you hope that people buy it, and then there's this internet thing out there that you can get your song streamed and you can do things like that, and all of that makes it really challenging for in the DIY market. You have independent artists out there and they're constantly looking, how do I do this, how do I make that miracle happen for myself?
Right. Is there any recommendation, because you talked a little bit about, you know, somebody has to make some decisions if they're thinking about being an artist and succeeding in this market. What recommendations do you have or suggestions you have in terms of their decision-making process that will help them and succeed with whatever their goals are?
First thing they need to determine is what path do they want to follow. Do they want to be a DIY artist that's happy with, you know, being part of the art and staying true to their craft, or do they want to take another path that is getting signed to a major label and working with a group of people to become a large-scale entertainer? And really, that is the first decision they need to make before, you know, going down a path. Because if you're going to just be happy creating your art, then you don't necessarily need to go out and try to find a record label to put a bunch of money behind you, when there's tools out there now to help you. Even out of our own program, we have Dark Music, which is a distribution platform. We have Eva Moore, which is a booking platform. And then there's other stuff coming out of Nashville, like Artist Growth, that are tools to help independent artists market themselves.
Yes, excellent stuff. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest is Heather McBee out of Project Music. And we're just about out of time here, Heather. But any parting advice that you'd like to give our listenership?
Well, I'd say if you're an entrepreneur that has a music-centric idea, get your application into Project Music. That would be my biggest advice.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Business Forum Show, Heather, and perhaps we have an opportunity to touch base down the road as well. You can find Project Music online at projectmusic.co. Again, the website projectmusic.co.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.